with me in this interview is Liz and John Fry. We're here at the Chicagoland Speedway on big racing weekend. I'd like to find out a little bit about why you guys are out here, because you sure look like you support ethanol, Liz.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of Jeff Simmons. Followed him for the last 3 years, and I'm a real big conservation person also, so ethanol I think is great for the environment and for racing, and so I'm just out here to promote that and to be Jeff Simmons' number one greatest fan.
Well, you are displaying, you got a banner out here for ethanol, and what kind of have you got any reaction from people that have come by here?
Oh, absolutely. All the neighbors around us are helping out with the decorations of the trailer and everything else, and ethanol was nice to give us some extra t-shirts and help promote, you know, their cause and everything else. And so we're have a lot of our neighbors around and everything else, and just a lot of exposure to both Jeff Simmons and to ethanol.
So you mentioned conservation, and of course with ethanol being blended into the Indy Racing League gas this year, 100% next year, what are some of the things that you think of when you think of ethanol and what that means for the environment or for us here in America?
Less pollution. I think it would help in the air, and I just think we now need to start thinking about the earth and what we're putting into our cars and what our kids are breathing. Kids are coming up with a lot more allergies and breathing difficulties and other things, and it's now time to stop and say, hey, we've got to get back to the basics.
Well, you're big Jeff Simmons fans, and of course this is the last race of his first season in the IRL level here. How do you think he's going to do?
Well, he's pretty fast today. I think he's been seventh quickest, and I know talking to him that his race car is got a good setup for the race, and he's been finishing in the top 10. He's been up to seventh. We're hoping for a top five finish from him this week, and that was our prediction when we talked to him yesterday. We're just hoping with all the support that he gets around here. He's going to wave to the whole crowd in warm-ups tomorrow. So we're going to have a big group around, and we're going to rally around him. And he's going to put both the Ganassi and the Penske teams to shame tomorrow, because we're hoping for a win, actually.
There you go. Well, thank you both very much, and we certainly wish him absolutely the best as well. We're here at Chicagoland Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.